Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
A Most Dangerous Feast. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
If you're listening to this episode when it comes out on Wednesday, December 31st, 2025, you're also likely preparing for the new year, happening, of course, at midnight tonight. Maybe you're going to a party or heading out of town or downtown. Maybe you're just trying to stay awake on your couch. No judgment. Whatever you're doing, however benign or debaucherous, I promise you, it pales in comparison to how the Romans partied back in the 900s. The Roman poet Catullus described our episode's topic today, a wild, week-long New Year's phenomena, as, quote, the best of times. But don't take his word for it. Today on Ghost Town, we're discussing the most popular, most sinful, most drunken, most anarchist, and perhaps even the deadliest holiday on the ancient Roman calendar, Saturnalia. Saturnalia is named after the Roman god Saturn, an agricultural deity who's said to have reigned over humanity in the Golden Age. What is the Golden Age, you might ask? Great question. The Golden Age as a concept is very broadly, or can be compared to from my research, as similar to the Judeo-Christian Eden, where humans were peaceful, celebratory, and enjoyed the spontaneous bounty of the earth in a pure, loving state of innocence. Nice, right? Well, after the Golden Age, as Roman legend goes, things began to decline through four other quote-unquote ages. Degrading humanity through sin, pains, and evils, the ages are characterized by materials lessening in value, but an increase in their hardness. Kind of like humanity, according to this. So after the Golden Age would be the Silver Age, then the Bronze Age, then the Heroic Age, that's a military reference, long story, and then the Iron Age, the age we're currently living through right now. In any case, Saturnalia at its core was supposed to try and recreate and celebrate the conditions lost to the mythical, most amazing age of all, the Golden Age, and honor Saturn, the god who made it all possible. And to do this, you had to go hard, very hard. Saturnalia is not described as a whole from beginning and end in any single ancient source, so we kind of had to piece it together over history. Saturnalia was the setting of a multi-volume work by the Latin writer Macrobius, who is perhaps the biggest source for information about the holiday. Macrobius describes Saturnalia as a New Year's festival of light, leading to the winter solstice, and as a celebration of the reign of course, King Saturn. It was, in his words, quote, a time of great happiness, both on account of the universal plenty that prevailed, and because as yet there was no division into bond and free, as one may gather from the complete license enjoyed by slaves at the Saturnalia. In Lucian's Saturnalia, it is Cronus himself who proclaims a, quote, festive season, when 'tis lawful to be drunken, and slaves have license to revile their lords. We'll get to those slave-taking-over twists in a moment. One final explanation for how Saturnalia evolved is from the Talmud, which says that the origins of the holiday come from the time of Adam and Eve, again, hearkening back to this golden, innocent age. Saturnalia initially began as a single day, but by the 1st century BC, it had expanded to a week-long festival beginning December 17th or 25th, depending on which calendar you used, the Julian or the Lunar. It was a festival so nice they had to make it twice, and then twice again, and then a week long. The holiday would officially commence with a loud shout or salutation of Io Saturnalia, giving the go-ahead for people to feast. Much like our Ao, the IO was not only the phrase to greenlight the party, but the punchline of any jokes. Clearly, we haven't changed that much since the first century. While first just a big drunken New Year's feast, history took this holiday of Saturn up a notch. In 2017 BC, Romans suffered from one of their most crushing defeats in the Second Punic War. Romans were pretty upset about their whole thing, the loss against Carthage, and as a whole feeling like they weren't the power that they once were. After a consultation with the Sibylline books, things changed. The Sibylline books themselves probably deserve their own episode, in fact, they do, but I will sum up their function briefly. Thought to be brought to Rome by King Tarquinius Superbus from Sibyl, these three mysterious scrolls contained cryptic Greek verses consulted by priests during state crises like wars or plagues, and had an intense culty following all their own. So after Romans went to the Sibylline books to figure out how to recover from the war, they were told they needed to make Saturnalia a bit more intense, really celebrate Saturn, and show their true and undying allegiance to their Roman gods. This included lots of things, but maybe most concerningly, rites, aka sacrifices, of the human kind. More after this break.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
After the Second Punic War, Saturnalia was transformed into an even bigger deal because, well, Romans were desperate to get the gods back in their favor. So how do they do that? Lots of ways. But first, aside from partying and feasting, was social anarchy. Not encouraged, but mandatory. To show the gods that they were thankful for their lot in life and what they'd been given, societal roles were completely turned on their heads in a kind of indulgent satire, a crazy class-blind event without any rules. The enslaved were treated to a luxurious banquet usually enjoyed by their masters, or at the very least, the lowest in the house dined next to the highest, or with the lower classes and slaves feasting while masters and rich men served them their food and drink. Gifts were freely given with little poems attached, the first sign of what we'd call a modern-day greeting card. But while gifts were all well and good, it wasn't just niceties that defined the chaos. Social anarchy also involved slaves being able to disrespect their masters without any punishment. They would criticize, parrot, and mock their higher-ups in what the Augustan poet Horace called December liberty. Very unlike the culture of the time, women could also do what they want, at least more than usual, and would fraternize at men's dinners, act like men, dress like men, and drink like men. In fact, during Saturnalia, you could dress however you wanted, as long as it wasn't boring. Common toga was usually replaced by colorful, garish dinner clothes, and even slaves would wear clothes of the freed men, expressing themselves however way they liked with no recourse. And then there was the gambling. Normally prohibited or at the very least socially unacceptable, gambling money, gifts, food, and booze was par for the course. On the calendar of Philocalus, the Saturnalia is represented by a man wearing a fur-trimmed coat next to a table with dice and a caption reading, quote, "Now you have license, slave, to game with your master." And then there was the sacrifices. In sources of the 3rd century AD and later, Saturn is recorded that on or near Saturnalia, the priests would receive dead gladiators who had lost during the events leading up to the holiday. The reason being that primeval, vengeful Saturn had demanded human victims in order for Saturnalia to occur. Of course, some historians believe that this might have slowly changed into lighting candles, putting masks on display, and such use of figurines in the place of actual people. Still, these substitutes came much later, after the pangs of war were long over. All this to say that the Saturnalian spirit was strong, so if you weren't drunk, in crazy clothes, and partying with the whole neighborhood indiscriminately, people didn't think you were doing enough for Saturn, to the detriment of society. It was a very serious affair, to say the least. So the expectation was that you'd be pretty much blackout the entire week, eating, drinking, gambling, gifting, being belligerent, and more. But lest we forget, there was always the one that did Saturnalia the best, that partied the hardest, that gifted the most. The Saturnalicius Princeps, or ruler of the Saturnalia, was voted in at Saturnalia events and functioned as the debaucherous master of ceremonies for the proceedings. His outlandish commands, like sing naked or throw him into cold water, had to be obeyed by other guests, creating and fueling the chaotic absurdity. The future Emperor Nero is recorded as playing the role in his youth, but it was truly the man who leaned in the most and had the stamina to keep the party going. Historians also learned that some of the tamer Romans found the whole Saturnalia affair all a bit much. Pliny describes a secluded suite of rooms in his villa, which he used as a retreat, quote, especially during the Saturnalia when the rest of the house is noisy with the license of the holiday and festive cries. But most Romans were like, let's do this. After all, it is an act of patriotism. When the Roman poet Statius attended a Saturnalia feast in the late 1st century AD, he had a glowing review of the day, saying, quote, who can sing of the spectacle, the unrestrained mirth, the banqueting, the unbought feast, the lavish streams of wine? Ah, now I faint, and drunken with thy liquor, drag myself at last to sleep. Saturnalia was celebrated well into late antiquity, but with the rise of Christianity, killjoy, the pagan holiday was eventually frowned upon and removed from and omitted from official calendars. Still, good old Saturnalia carried on in its own way. In fact, you might see some of the holiday in the modern Christmas, including, of course, gift-giving and merriment. Then, of course, there's New Year's, which definitely has colors of Saturnalian chaos, including debauchery, loud clothing, and a lot of partying. Minus, of course, all the gladiator cadavers. In light of tonight, listeners, and on behalf of Ghost Town, have a very Saturnalian New Year's, or, you know, just as Saturnalian as you'd like. See you next year.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.